Alright, this is the next episode of Forever Group's podcast. We got...
I looked at Riley, I don't know why. We got Ryan.
Diego.
Riley.
Reed.
And yeah, so I think Riley's going to start us off. He said he had some pre-written topics that he thought we should discuss, so just want to go ahead and dive right into that.
Well, yeah, so one of the like big topics that I've like realized is like a problem is like being on time to stuff. Like, no matter how hard I try and be on time, even if I leave on time, I'll somehow not get there on time. And like, it's just kind of like, I don't know, like as a videographer, if that's just like a thing or if that's like,
bro, that's relatable.
Honestly, honestly, I can't relate to that. I feel like, if anything, I am always early.
I stress over that stuff.
You can expect my ass to be 5-10 minutes early, no matter what. Because I like, especially like a film job, you know, if I got to show up and film a football team, like, I got to get warm-ups.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like, how I, like, look at things. Like, I had a basketball coach my freshman year, and he's like, if you're not early, you're late. Or maybe it was my football coach. Honestly, I don't remember. But that kind of stuck with me. Like, if you're not early, you're late.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about being early is you maybe have to wait around a little bit. But I feel like the people that hired you, it definitely shows, like, a little initiative.
Yeah, I, for some reason I stress that, like, because it is, like, a big problem. So, one time, I had to film in Pocatello, and I wouldn't say I was running late, but, like, if I didn't get going, I wasn't going to be there on time. So, I was going, you know, 105 miles an hour, like that, to Pocatello. Yeah, like, definitely, like, having a good, like, okay, this is what I have to do, this is the time. One thing that helps me a lot is instead of just looking at the clock, I'll set a timer to how much time I have left. So, okay, there's an hour and 45 minutes until I have to be here. Yeah. So that kind of, like, puts in mind for, like, perspective of, okay, I got to get my camera bag ready here. I got to be, you know, dressed. Like, I just always like to be prepared for that because the last thing I'm trying to do is be late. But, yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, I don't think being on time is a problem for me. But time management is my problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, I need to map things out of my entire day or I will be late. Like, whenever I go to film, 30 to 45 minutes before I leave, do I have all my equipment? Do I have everything I need to have in my bag to build my equipment? Do I have my mic? Do I have my mic cord? Because you forget one of those things and your entire project is not done, but it's screwed up and you can't film the way you want to film.
Literally,
at the Centennial game, I forgot my handle in my
monitor
attachment. Not the monitor, just the attachment.
So what'd you do, just hold it?
No, I called my dad. I said, Dad, please come and drop this off. Fortunately, he was free, so he was able to. But if he wasn't able to do that, I'm not using my monitor, and I'm just sitting there on a little screen. So time management is honestly the most important thing.
One time, it was the state basketball tournament or whatever, Nampa.
Yeah.
I got there, I went through security, got everything, walked into the locker room, and I broke my HDMI cord from my monitor, right?
They suck, bro.
They're so bad.
That's what I'm excited for about the A7 III, because it has an HDMI plug-in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, not just, it has the full it has the full
time so, management thing. Yeah, so then basically I had to go home, go like all the way out of this giant building, rushing home, right? And then, of course, the way I go home is construction now, so it's closed. So I'm in 5 o'clock traffic in Nampa, trying to get back to Meridian. And then I finally go grab another cable from my house, get back, have to go through security. It was like, if I wasn't on time, too early on time, I'd been done for.
Yeah.
So it's like, you just always have to like prepare for the worst. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. That's why I have 2 HDMI cords, because those things suck, bro.
Yeah, they're horrible.
They're so loose. You don't have them at the perfect angle. It's not.
Yeah.
My thing with time management is like, my mind's always going 80 different ways. Like, literally, as I got out of work, I was like,
yo,
it's 6:50. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking my meds anymore, but I was like, yo, it's 6:50. I have time. So I'm just going to go whip over to Dee's house, be there 30 minutes early.
Perfect.
And then I saw Starbucks.
Hi.
So I had to stop there. And by the time I was done there, it was like 7:15. I was like, there goes my goal.
Yeah. Well, you were on time, though. You texted
I thought
me.
I was going to be early. And then, like, y'all are here. I'm like, fuck.
You texted me, and I was like, I thought you meant, like, we're in the studio. Like, no, like, we're not. Like, we're upstairs. But I was like, he's not here, though, is he? And then I checked your Snap, and I'm like, oh, he's actually here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Ryan just here because Rita's always hanging out.
Yeah, we just went to the gym.
I think he's been here since, like, 1:45.
Yeah.
He did, like, some senior pictures and stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, have you done your senior pictures?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did it back in, like, June.
I did them right here in the walkways.
That's sick, though. Honestly, that's a nice backdrop.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad. We tried to go out and do more later, but it just kind of turned into a really crappy day pretty quick.
It went quick.
All right, so let's get back to, like, time management. I mean, I guess the question, one of the big questions could be, like, how do you time manage? Do you write things down? Do you put it in your head? Do you have it on your phone? Like, what do you do to make sure that you are on time?
So, like, for shoots, I put it in my calendar, and I'll do, like, a remind me, like, a day before and then an hour before. And then after I see that throughout the week, I kind of like, okay, Friday I have this at this time. But if I'm, kind of remember, and, like, I also write it down. But if I'm sitting down to, like, edit a video, or, like, if I have stuff to do during the day, I'll just write it down on a list. I don't, like, have times. Like, I'll just write it down because...
Misspelled?
Just a straw.
Oh, okay.
I'll get a paper towel.
Got, like, Starbucks or
okay, anyway.
But I don't, like, try and... do like time blocks. I just have a bunch of shit and I just knock them off the list.
I'm around the same thing. I just kind of keep stuff in my head that I need to do. Like, I don't think I ever forget anything about filming or editing, but like, because I like genuinely like care about that. But like school and stuff like that, bro, like I forget.
Oh, man. School's like, a different story.
Like, not only do I like not forget, like I don't care to do it.
Yeah. My teachers will send out notifications when the meeting is starting, like 5 minutes before the meeting starts, and I'll still forget that shit.
Literally, I woke up this morning, it was like 10 o'clock, and I was like, my class is already over, let's just go back to bed. I was like, you know what, I couldn't, there's only so much I can do when the class ended 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But like, it's because with school, I just don't necessarily, it doesn't really register with me.
Right.
But how you're saying, like you set a day in your calendar, I always have the biggest fear of like, I'm going to have like, you know, a client, like, we're going to like make a date to shoot, and I'm going to completely forget it. Like, hey, where were you yesterday? Like, oh, dude, that's like one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
Like, just completely space it. Like, I'm afraid that that's going to happen to me one day. It's just like, I don't know why. It's just like, that's my biggest fear. It's just, yo, where were you yesterday when we had our shoot?
And why?
You're like,
I struggle with early morning stuff.
Yeah.
Because not only does my alarm not wake me up sometimes, I feel like I'm not the best at setting my alarm either. Like, I feel like sometimes it just doesn't sound.
Yeah.
Like, either my ringer's on or my volume's on up. But sometimes I'll wake up at school, and the alarm will have been going off for, like, 40 minutes, but it's not making any sound. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah,
this first period.
Mm-hmm, those early morning shoots, I almost I go to bed at, like, I don't know, what, 5?
In,
like, in
the morning?
Later at night. And then I wake up at 3 just so I have that extra... 4 hours.
So,
to be like,
so when Reed gets the gay code and it's £5.
He's pounding it.
He's like, sorry, man. It's only like
sorry.
A couple hours of sleep.
Reed's at the gate like 5 minutes, like 5 hours before the shoot.
No, I was the longest I stayed out there, I think it was like 20 minutes just pounding.
So is that why you're always late?
Yeah.
Is good? Oh my gosh.
I never understood it.
So if anyone I'm wondering, the gate code here is the #5151. Reed thought it was, you have to pound the numbers, like pound them in to it to work. So he's hitting pounding 5151.
Like
he's
pressing it hard.
Not the symbol. So it's not opening for him.
I'm pounding that shit.
Like Reed calls me, he's like, bro, it's not working. I'm like, Reed, I don't know what to tell you. It's #5151. He's like, I know, I'm pounding it. I was like,
this fool.
I was like, what? He's like, I'm pressing it hard, bro, I swear. I was like, no. The hashtag sign, Reed. The hashtag sign.
I was like, shit, that's all you had to say. Being on time is
probably the most important thing.
I used to, like, always be on time, always be early. And then I remember one of my clients, I was pretty, like, close with him just because we worked together a lot. And he was like, he was kind of like that too. He struggled with time management. He's like, don't ever let this become a habit. Because like, you won't be able to get out of it. I was like, no, it won't. And then like, I'm only like 10 minutes late to like meetings and stuff. But I mean, in the world that I'm in, everyone else is also late too.
Yeah. That's
so it's fine. It's fine.
I've got a story for you.
All right,
like, it's stupid. And I didn't even bother telling you guys about it because I was like, this chick. So I was sitting in class.
At least you didn't bring her.
Huh?
At least you didn't bring her to the meeting.
No, dude, she's over there.
Outside. Stay in the car.
No, shut up. Alright, anyways, we're sitting in class, right? And it's this black chick, okay? She's like, I saw your Instagram story, so you guys are doing like weddings and stuff? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, my apartment's doing a big barbecue. I'm like, yeah, where's this going? She's like, do you guys think you could film that? I'm like,
how big is it?
The apartment?
How big is the apartment?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not that big.
Oh, well, I mean, if
and
they're paying,
not
I'll,
gonna
I'll,
pay.
Oh, man, I'm busy that day.
Exactly. Not a barbecue?
Yeah.
No,
is it free food, though? Is it free bus?
See, when you said that first, I was like, dude, if she's willing to pay a couple grand.
I mean,
some African food.
Okay. It's either a win or a loss with that.
No, this guy hit me up over the weekend to go and film his tournament. And he wanted 2 full days of filming and 2 videos. And I was like, yeah, I can do that. And he's like, I'm like, $600. Like, that is cheap for 2 full days of filming.
Yeah.
11:45.
Very cheap. That's very cheap.
11:45 to like, say, 6.
That's counting gas money,
Monday,
transportation,
it was Monday and Sunday. And he's like, sorry, but I can't do that. And I was like, in my head, I was like, what did you think I was going to, like,
yeah.
Like, what were you going to offer me? Because he asked me how much I charge for football videos. I was like, I don't. And they're for free. And he had everything set out. Like, we had times, dates, and everything. And it got to the price. And he was like, I was like, $600. And I even went down to 500. And he still was like, it's still out of my budget. Which I completely understand. It was a $20 entry fee tournament. But you got to, like, understand, if you're coming to one of us, like, you better have, like, some deep, like, $600 for 2 days of filming with my equipment.
And then
you're
gonna spend the rest of the week editing it too. So that's like a week's worth of work.
Exactly. And like, no disrespect to the guy, but like, it just wasn't like very like professional, I guess, like to reach out to me and like not expect.
And then
like,
lowball you like that?
Yeah.
He didn't even lowball.
He didn't even offer me a price. I didn't even know what he was gonna offer me. But
I would say that's so. Like on that note, basically knowing your clientele before you even like really start talking numbers is huge.
That's probably important, yeah.
Because like, for example, this one group. Can like reached out to me, and at first like, okay, I could be charging 300, right? That was like my initial like, okay, I'll charge 300, not that big of a video.
Yeah.
Then after we met, walked through the headquarters, I'm like, okay, this is a million, like multi-million dollar company. $300 is nothing. So then when I sent him the invoice, I just was like, all right, 575.
Yeah.
And in worst case, like, you know, scenario, they decline it, so I'll just go lower. But
sorry,
then exactly. But I was like, oh, sorry, whatever. But then they ended up paying it, no questions asked. So, like, knowing what the company is or who, like, your client is huge. And also, it's huge because if you ask too much and you don't get the job because you're asking
too much.
Versus, like, so for Rocky, they don't pay me that much. But the experience I get, the connections it's just
that's where you started.
Yeah, all around experience. Like, what they've done for me and everything, it's like, I don't necessarily care to, you know, get paid.
Yeah,
so it's, I'm not gonna turn that down because they're not willing to pay me.
Exactly.
You know, $300 a day.
Yeah, that's how I feel about football, like for high school. But this
guy
was verified on Instagram. I was like, okay,
valid.
He's probably got some pockets.
Yeah.
So I'll definitely respond to this one. No, I guess.
Damn. Like that's one thing is like knowing your worth.
Knowing your worth.
Ryan, I was talking to. I was like when I was on the Page podcast.
Yeah.
Chad, I asked one of the questions I asked was like, what was the toughest thing to get over like in your career or whatever, and he was saying that like the hardest part was knowing exactly how much you're worth and like not being afraid to like charge
more. Because like it's we're not like mowing lawns, like it's an art, so
it's our knowledge.
It's whatever you think you're worth.
Exactly.
It's what you're worth.
Like we've been learning this for years.
Like obviously
you can
overprice yourself, but
according to Brooke, it's a hobby.
Yeah,
it's a hobby.
But according to Brooke, that's why it's hard to know your worth, because it's like you're not doing just one job. It's like everyone has a different way of doing it or different approaches.
You,
so it's like really hard to
different.
Yeah, it's really hard to price things. I'm starting to do it. It's like my pricing is one of the big factors is how busy am I? Like, okay, do I need or if I need the money or whatever.
Yeah,
so it's like if I'm busy and I'm doing good that month of money, it's like, all right, I'll charge them this much. If they don't want it, that's
their
loss.
They don't get it,
exactly. But if I'm, you know, trying to hustle and like, okay, maybe like it's something new, I'll go lower and understand like, you know, you have to hustle things. But there's also a point where if you're just going to be hustling, you got to know your worth. So that's important.
Yeah, I just want to give a quick PSA. If you want a video and you don't want to pay what I charge, that is completely fine. But don't complain to me and do not ask for a lower price. there is a certain videos that I will do for athletes for free. If I really, really like the way you play, the way you play, I will do your video completely free. I got my guys Ben Ford, Division I athlete. That video is easy to make. He has highlights out of his ass. Every time he touches the ball, I can put it in a video no matter what. Jackson Stampley, same way. Seth Feek, point guard for Eagle, same way. I have to really, really like your game, and you have to be a really talented athlete in my book for me to do something for you for free.
Yeah.
And if you're just like a normal athlete, that is completely fine. I would still love to work with you, but it is going to cost at least $100. And that's like the
minimum. A cheap price.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So don't necessarily say don't lower the price, just don't lowball. That's a big thing. Like,
yeah.
Sure, mm-hmm. we can talk prices, but just if I quote you a video for $600,
yeah.
don't say 50. Don't say 100. The minimum, maybe 450, 475.
Yeah, it's like...
Exactly, yeah.
Depending on like what it
is. Depending on what it is.
But like what you're saying with like those top athletes, people are going to watch those videos. So it's
that
like
is free promotion.
Yeah. Like I did a free video for Rocky last year, during quarantine. It was like just a simple drone video that I saw on Facebook. I said, like, texted the principal, like, hey, I'd love to do this.
Thank you, athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, the reason I did that is because that got almost like 1,500 likes on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
That I got like 5,000 views.
That was a perfect video.
Yeah.
For the
so
time.
It's like, and I remember checking the analytics. It was like 259 people reshared it on their story.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, I did the video for free, but 259 people promoted my video on their Instagram.
You're getting all that publicity.
Yeah, exactly.
Also,
so it's like...
Yeah, you didn't make that video for someone. You made it for everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So people would like to share it.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not just about one screen.
It's kind of like... It's literally one of those... Like, if you're filming for somebody that can offer you, like, content.
Yeah.
Not content, but like... Yeah, content
yeah.
and publicity. It's like... It's one of those... If you scratch my back, I'll scratch
yeah,
yours.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like,
I have no problem helping out and doing like work for free. First of all, if I enjoy you as a person, that's a big factor.
Mm-hmm.
If you've supported me from the beginning also, I am more likely to lower my price or help you out at
yeah.
all. Because honestly, support is the biggest thing. Right now, I could care less about getting paid. I live a comfortable life. Yes, I need money for equipment, but I don't have to pay rent, pay for food, pay for any of that stuff. So I'm not too worried about the price. And if I like you as a person and as an athlete, I am much more likely to help you out with pricing and stuff like that. But if you come at me telling me I'm not worth that, there's absolutely no way I'm even going to work with you in the future.
Yeah. I just think people aren't necessarily educated on like what goes into the video. Because they see,
mm-hmm.
oh, you did an Instagram video for this guy? Yeah, well, you didn't see the time that I spent, you know,
driving
coming up with ideas, going there, all, like, everything that leads up to it. They just see, you know, this final video, like, oh, that's a cool video. Why don't I do that?
Yeah.
So like a lot of people kind of get misunderstood of the fact that this is a, you know, a production. It's not just a little Instagram video.
It's not like people I have people tell me all the time, they're like, so what's the difference between your videos and my videos? I'm like, well, the difference is you're shooting on a Canon T6.
The quality is different.
T5.
Yeah. The creativity.
And you're not cropping, first of all, on Instagram. You've got black bars that are just not even
like
even. Yeah, I'm like, what do you mean there's no difference? It's
yeah.
like, I'm like, do you even have a monitor? What the hell is a monitor? Come on.
Yeah, I think right now it's like everything's moving so quick with just, you know, who wants videos and whatnot. So it's, you have to really understand, okay, are they worth my time or not?
Yeah.
Like, what, for you, Riley, I feel like that's a kind of a tough thing for you because you like, do more, a lot more professional like businesses, so when you're like talking prices with them, is it a bargain or is it this is my price? Do you like how does that work?
So luckily for me, since like I have plenty of clients, but it's to the point where I can still customize like every video
yeah,
to
yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So like you were saying, know your clientele,
mm-hmm.
so I can take the client and be like,
yeah.
okay, they're gonna pay
exactly
$600, or they are only gonna pay $200, and then. I think that also feeds into the final product
mm-hmm.
of how
oh,
it
yeah.
turns out.
100%,
like $600 video versus a $200 video,
yeah.
almost completely different.
Yeah.
yeah, and also with videos, I try to add a personal touch, something new, something creative into every single video. So when people see your video, they can associate it with a cool effect, a cool light transition,
yeah.
a cool something. I'm not trying to pump out a video that looks the same for everyone. I try to change it, and that takes time.
Yeah.
Like people don't understand. Like, if if I'm getting paid for a video, I am going to put a lot of work into that editing, especially if it's a good paycheck.
Yeah.
If you ask me to just throw together some like iPhone clips, like, bro, I am not doing that. I'm sorry. People will hit me up with their iPhone clips. Hey, can you edit this for me?
Yeah. A little PSA, guys. There's iMovie. It's literally not that hard to use iMovie. Look, if you have your own iPhone clips, please just use iMovie instead of trying. Because I feel bad even
saying no.
I feel bad saying no and like trying to like tell you a price because it's so easy. So please, if you have iPhone clips of your huddle, just put them together yourself.
That's nice though, because like someone's to hit me up with iPhone clips. They haven't yet. I charge them. I'd be like,
oh, but then
I don't want to put my brand
bucks.
On that.
Exactly. And then it's like,
yeah, exactly.
I got to the point when I was editing just other people's content. I was like, okay, I'm making money, but it's like I'm doing the dirty work of like stuff I don't necessarily need anymore.
Or you even want to do.
Yeah, it's like I'm not making my brand value anymore because I'm not promoting it on my brand because it's not good content. So it's like, why am I doing this? I think the problem is I'm like, I have a talent. We all have a talent with what we do, and it's like we're editing this stuff. It's like anyone could be doing this. So it's like,
yeah.
I think that's where I like
just
say yeah. It's literally just time.
Yeah, like this guy that I work for right now. This is the only time I've ever done this, and the only time I think I ever will. But he had individual clips that he wanted me to make for a hype video,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm working with this guy. I plan to go out and film him for a 7-on-7 team.
Right.
But for anybody else, I hate doing that. If it's not my footage that I shot or similar to high quality footage, I absolutely hate doing that. Just because, like, one, it doesn't represent the type of brand I am. If someone sees that video, they think I have that type of camera quality.
Yeah.
They don't want to reach out to me. So it's just like a struggle. Like yes, if you need something professionally done with clips you have, we could do it. But I'm not trying to put my brand on that, and I'm definitely not posting that on my.
You're
page.
Definitely you can't guarantee like.
I can't guarantee how good that video is gonna be.
Like
I don't get to frame out my shots.
I'd make it.
Like
I just
that.
Don't
yeah.
expect a story.
Yeah.
Like please don't tell people I did this.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but then like
don't tag me.
The people with iPhone clips will also be like. If I want to charge them, like, I feel bad because it's like,
like you gotta make
good,
money.
It's not good like quality, and like if I want to do
like you're
this,
robbing them basically.
Exactly. So I feel bad. Like some of them you have to learn to like put together these like clips of their brother's flag football team. And I was like, look, like I'm sorry, like I just can't do this. First of all, I don't work for free, and what I would charge you for this is not worth it. I'm just telling you right now, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Download iMovie, like Ryan said. Go watch a YouTube video. Download a song. YouTube MP3. It's not hard.
I think people see like, oh, this kid makes videos. Well, I have a video that needs to be done. Why don't I just let him? Like, I'll do things for you. Like, that's my job.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna be your bitch when it comes to like editing. Like, that's just not what I do. I don't see myself ever like. Yeah, there's no really exception I'd have on that. Like, maybe if you're huge and give me with a story shout out, but like. There's really no.
Yeah, if Steve Cook hit me up to edit some gym videos with an iPhone 12, I'd be like,
I'd do
yeah, no problem. I got
Cause
for free.
But the promotion on that is.
Yeah.
Well, your return.
The ROI is.
Yeah, exactly.
2+ million.
So I think, I think ROI is a good thing to look at when you're doing free work.
And for people who don't know, ROI is return on investment.
Yeah, so basically. So you're not getting paid money, but I'm trying to think of a good place where I didn't get paid money, but got good connections.
Like my example,
football, I guess. So like, when I first started just shooting football videos, I wasn't getting paid. I didn't care to get paid, but I didn't even really know like business stuff much. And then I realized now everyone that watched my, because I got my like 8th grade videos were getting like 3,000 views on YouTube. They were getting quite a bit of views.
I saw those. Like,
I remember
your channel was popping off.
Yeah, because I think I was just like, you know, like the only thing doing like
you were the only
school.
One.
Yeah.
What's
and
your
so,
friend Bo's name?
Taylor.
I saw his. I remember.
Scooter
video. Yeah, I think I was
like
in like third. No, I was in like 4th or 5th grade.
Yeah.
I saw it. And I was like, I'm gonna start making videos. I'm gonna start making scooter videos.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I watched Tanner Fox. I'm like, that finished it off.
Yeah.
For me. I'm like, all right, I'm starting.
Yeah, so, like, you just gotta see it. If you can see, like, an ROI, like, okay, maybe I'll do this. But it's, you also have to look at, okay, is it just simply worth my time? Not, am I worth the money? Like, it's not always money. It's just, is it worth my time? All right.
Okay, so this is going to be the end of this segment. We came up with a new idea, so we're going to start recording that one. But if you made it to the end, thank you. We appreciate the listen.
Yeah, reshare, post it on your story.
Follow. Follow the podcast.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right.